Okay, this is Perek Dalet in Hilchos Kaneva. The Rambam now is going to discuss cases that have to do with someone who is entrusted with watching over someone else's object. Similar cases of Shomer. Okay, halacha alaf. Atonin shenignav ha'pikanu beiso. So let's say a person is watching over someone else's property, and he makes a claim that the article, the item, let's assume it's a baseball card that he's supposed to, what do you call it, keep an eye on, gets stolen. In Nishba Barakakwa, in Yim Shishakar, Shishakar Ta'an, Rushafi Kadam Hayaslo. Let's say after he makes a shvuah, so he swears that what he called, that the item was stolen, the baseball card was stolen. And afterwards, witnesses come and say, no, he lied, right? And the, what he called, the baseball card's with him. Harizim Hisham, Tashim Akefo, so now he's obligated to pay the fine, okay? Shoehu Asma Hagano, because he is the thief. Vim Tabaku Mahar, Achash Nishba. And let's assume this is a case of an animal. He slaughtered or sold it after he makes the shvuah, the oath, Mishanta Shomebrach Misha, he has to pay the 4 or 5 fine. Then maybe Asham, Api Edim, Al Shvuaso. And he doesn't have to bring a Korban Asham, that special type of Korban of Safek of the community Chay, based on the witnesses who made the claim on the shvuah. Then maybe Chomesh, Shena Chomesh, Mishnah, and Mekapel. He doesn't pay the 5th fine as well, I mean, the 5th of the value of the object that he stole. Because that's not paid with kefal with that fine. Now, if witnesses come prior to him making the shvuah, then he's only obligated to pay back the principal. Halacha beis medvar when witnesses apply shenishba kodem shishach yad pikado. It's only where he took the shvuah prior to go ahead and stealing, so to speak, the actual thing that he's entrusted to watch. About im shalach bo yad. Let's say he went ahead and took the item, the ton, tinus ganav, and then he went ahead and claimed that it was stolen, right? The nishva, and he makes a shvua, uboa edim, and then the witnesses come and say he lied. Pachim in a kefal. Why is he exempt from the fine? The shalach yan is shekema shalach yan is chayav b'kano, because as soon as he, in a sense, took the article, right? At that point, he became liable for it, and now is responsible for the article itself. Let's say someone who's entrusted to watch the baseball card makes a claim the article was lost. The nishba, he took a shvua. The chazar, the ton, tainas, ganav. And then what it called, then claimed it was stolen. Okay, so first he says it was lost. Then he claimed it was stolen. The nishba took a shvua on that claim. Vachakbo ate them. And then witnesses come and challenge his entire testimony. Patim in a kefo, he's exempt from the fine. Shekvar yatsa pikadam midei habaylim. Because at that point, the entrusted article left the possession of the owners due to the first oath that he took. Let's say a person discovers, what he called, finds something that's lost, and then he claims it was stolen, the nishba, and he makes a shvua. Witnesses come later and say, no, this lost article was always in his possession, the shakar, and therefore he lied. Ta'an, the shakar ta'an, and he lied in his claim. He's got to pay the fine. Shemar al kol aveda. The who, as long as shigiton shenignava belistim mizuyan shehu anos upadra. So this case is one where he makes a claim that it was stolen by robbers, right? Which in such a case it would be liable, it would be out of his control, and therefore exempt from paying. Avim ton shenignava belonis. Let's say he makes a claim that it was stolen that in a way that was beyond his control. That was assuming that was not beyond his control. Patr min hakefal. He's exempt from the kefal fine, the shuachai, the shayim, up in Tainoso, because he is obligated to pay based on his claim. Shishomer aveda, shishomer sachar, who kamoshi shvara. We'll see this later on, but someone who is watching over a lost item, it's as if he is watching over something that he's being paid to watch over. Let's say someone who's entrusted to watch the baseball card makes the claim the thing was stolen, but nishva, and makes a shvara, v'achach bal edim shu b'shuso. When does this come later and say, no, this thing is in his possession? The chazar v'tambo tainus ganav, and then he goes back and says, no, the item was stolen, the nishva, and he makes a shvuah again. Now witnesses come again, and they say, no, the article is on the shusha. Feel me upon him. So this dance takes place, let's say, even up to 100 times. Chayav kefal kol tainav taina, he's obligated to pay the fine on each claim that's made. Nishva chamisha pamim, nimsa mashalim shisha. So if he swears 5 times, he pays 6. Hakaren shehov kodetzo, the principal of a baseball card. And then 5 other principles because of the 5 double fines because of each of the 5 of the shuas every time. Tontine has gone up in Nishba. Let's say he makes the guy entrusted to watch the baseball card makes the claim that the item was stolen and he takes a shua. The chazer b'tantayin has made that and he changes it and says, no, it was lost. Then the shvan, he takes a shua. Uba idim shalom nedav. But, and the witnesses come and say it was not stolen. The hoda hu shalom avad. And then he makes the claim, the original guy who made this taina, then his claim makes the claim and says that no, it wasn't stolen either. Hol v'sham t'shum ha-kefal api. Right, so he pays the capo, the double fine based on the testimony of witnesses. But he wouldn't pay the fifth penalty that normally you pay on making a false shvuah, even though he acknowledged that he made a false shvuah, essentially. Because once he's obligated to pay the capo fine, he's now off the hook for the one-fifth payment you pay for the false oath. The Let's say a person entrusted his ox to two people, the taino taina's gonna. Right, and they claim that it was stolen, but Nishvu and the Mekashvua. One of them acknowledges that it wasn't the case that it was stolen. Vashini Ba'o Alavadim. For the second, witnesses come and say that guy lied. So one witness, one of the guys says that one of the claimants says that acknowledges that it wasn't stolen, and the second guy is busted by the Edom. Shnei Mishamas, apparently both have to pay the principal. And Tapas Baal becomes a Kefla. And if the owner of the baseball card decides to take the extra holds on to the extra fine payment, the kefal, we don't remove it from him. And the guy who acknowledged that he lied, he does pay the one-fifth fine, like any other case of making the shvos pikadon, and then basically reneging. Now, bala pikadon, let's say what he called, in this situation, let's say that I own a baseball card, right? And, what do you call it? I want it back from the shomer who's in charge of watching it. The nishvan shenekta. What happens? The guy who's keeping an eye on it takes a shvuah and says it was stolen. V'achav hukar ganav. Afterwards, we discover the thief. The tava hashomer as a ganav, right? And the what do you call it? The person who was entrusted to watch the object goes after the thief. V'hodulo ganav shaganav, and the thief acknowledges that he stole it. The tava baal pikadon as a ganav. Now the owner of the baseball card now goes after the thief, the kafar, right? And what it called, the thief denies stealing it. But witnesses come and say that he stole it. A little bit of a complex case. And MS Nishma Hashomer Shetan. So if in truth the Shomer, the original watchman, made a shvuah, right? And that at the time that was stolen, he's part Niftar Haganav mina kefal b'hodiyaso l'shomer. So since the ganav acknowledged to the admitted to the shomer, to the guy entrusted to watch the baseball card, that he did steal it, so then he's off the hook for the kefal. Then mishaker nishba, but if he lied when he took the oath, emotina kefal mina ganav. We don't force the what do you call it, double payment from the thief. Then tafso bailam kefal. Now let's say what do you call it, the owners will go after the kefal, emotina miyadan. So we don't remove it from them because they're allowed to go ahead and take it. Now, tavu ha-bailam es ha-shomer. Now, let's say what do you call it, the owners go after make a claim after the watchman, the shilem, right? And he pays. V'achar hukar ganav, and only afterwards do we find the thief. V'tavuhu ha-bailam, right? And the owners go after the thief. V'hodeh lehen she-ganav, and he acknowledges that he stole. V'achar tavu ha-shomer, and then afterwards they go after the watchman, the kafar bo, right? But he denies it. U'bo edim she-ganav, and then witnesses come and say that he stole. And what's in the kefal mina ganav? We don't force the thief to pay the fine. Then tafas hashomer es ha-kefal. But if the watchman comes and takes meaning the guy entrusted with the article with the baseball card comes to make the claim against the shomer, aimlessly, and it takes the money for the fine, aimlessly, the other we don't remove it from his hands. Of course, all this applies as well to the 4 or 5 fine payment, which would be done if a guy, let's say, slaughtered it or sold it. Yeah. Okay. Let's say a guy is entrusted to watch the baseball card, and he says that someone who's underage stole it. Right? Even if what they call it, even if it was given to him when he was a katan, and the claim was made against him when he was an adult, and then Edom come and testify that he was lying. He's not on the hook for paying the extra double. Shnamar Kiten Ishalehu, because giving it to what do you call it? Putting the possession to be entrusted to a minor means nothing. So the entrusting of it and the manning of the art of the stone on the back must both be done with someone who is an adult. Right. So let's say a shomer is entrusted to watch an article and he steals it from his own house. For instance, what does he do? He steals a lamb from what do you call it? From an entire group of sheep that is entrusted to him to watch. Or let's say $5 from a wallet that has contains 100 that he's supposed to keep an eye on. That's low. Right, if there are witnesses that testify that he stole it, chayav kefel, he's obligated to pay the double value. The afish sell come on, even if he returns the $5 back to where he stole it from, the atal edra, or the lamb to the group of sheep, or he's a chayav he's obligated to be responsible for them until the owners know. Right, kalso shmiraso, because what do you call it? We say that his watching duties were fulfilled. And it's not if it's as if he didn't return anything, not should be above them until the owners know. About going to sell him a kiss chavero, let's say someone steals $5 from a wallet belonging to his friend, or let's say a TV from his house, and then the and the thief returns the item back to where he stole it from. And yadu abadam below yadu, let's say the owners know he stole it, but they didn't know he returned it. The thief is still responsible for the items. Achiyimna esma until the person he stole from counts his money. Mana es kiso, right? Let's say what do you call it? The owner counts the money in his wallet, the matzah shalem, haminyan, and he sees that the entire amount that was previously there is still there, pata. Then the thief is pata from paying. So let's say the owners don't know either that he stole or that he put the money back. I feel a minyan. So what do you call it? The owner doesn't even have to count the money, right? Because as long as the thief returns the money to its place, he is off the hook for for being responsible for the item. And finally, and what does this apply? This applies to things that are inanimate. Let's say someone steals a lamb from his friend's flock of sheep, and the owners know, and returns it back, the lamb back to the flock without the owners knowing, who mace o nigdav. And let's say the lamb dies or stolen, the thief, the original thief, is obligated and responsible. The money was the son of how you a potter. But if the owners count the sheep and it turns out that the flock is full, he's off the hook. Meaning the thief is off the hook. So now let's say the owners never knew if the guy stole or returned the lamb. Even if they counted all the sheep and it was full, the thief is responsible for it until the owners know. Right, so this way they will focus more on the land that was stolen. Shari lamdo derech acheretz chutz miderech shartzon shavederze, because the thief by stealing the animal kind of introduced new behavior patterns to it that make it different than the other sheep in the herd. That ends Parak Daled, and we will continue with Parak Hey next time.